So it was the fall of my junior year of high school, and this was a season that everyone was looking at colleges. So I'd gotten my name out to some schools on a recruiting website, and I began to get some emails from some Division II schools and NAIA coaches to play golf for them. So one of the first coaches that contacted me was the head coach at Taylor University, Cam Andre. We set up a time to talk on the phone, and we had a conversation. And he asked me,
would you like to come on a visit here?
And so without hesitation, I said yes. And a few weeks later, I was walking on campus, and I was just looking around at the campus, and I was thinking, you know, this is where I want to be. We talked through some of the finance details and what it would look like for me to be on the team. And after the visit, my family had gotten the car, and they said to me, you know, we would be shocked if you didn't come here. So the rest of the ride home, I felt so secure in knowing that I actually had a plan. I was ahead of the game. So my junior year had ended, and I was driving home from a tournament with my best friend. You know, we were laughing and having a good time, and I looked at my phone and I had an email, and it said, Coach Andre resigns from Taylor's golf program. I mean, I had no words. I was stunned, because one of the main reasons that I had committed to the program was because of the coach. And so the plans that I had felt so secure about had just completely fallen through. As I usually did, I procrastinated my decision and planned on waiting for the Taylor golf coach to reach out to me. Months and months had passed, and I had nothing. So I began my senior season thinking that it would be my last, and I was just planning on going to a local college and working a few jobs. But it didn't take long for that plan to also go down the drain. It was our first tournament of the year, and when I was walking the course, I saw a man in a red shirt talking to my parents as they were watching me. And I was completely oblivious as to who this guy was. So I figured it must have been another parent or, you know, a distant relative that wanted to come and watch me. And to my surprise, it was a parent of a girl on the Iowa golf team. He let my parents know that there was still a scholarship available for a 2023 grad and that I should take a look. In addition, a week later, I got a call from the Indiana Wesleyan coach, Coach Bloom, and he said that he would love for me to come out for a visit. And so immediately after being on campus, I just knew something was different. I felt peace being where I was, and the community that I felt from the campus and the presence of God that I felt when I was visiting was amazing. And this story always makes me feel grateful, because a few years earlier I would have never imagined even playing collegiate golf. So going through the process of knowing, not knowing, and then finally solidifying just makes me feel so grateful that I'm here.